Okay. So that's enough on A.J. Hawk. Let's welcome in Darius Morris. He's the outstanding point guard for the University of Michigan, and he leads this team in scoring and a number of other categories. Is fourth in the nation in assists as well. He joins us here on Shep in the Morning, 11:30 a.m., WDFN The Fan. Hi, Darius. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. Let me ask you this. You're a Los Angeles kid who comes here to Michigan and not just gets used to the winter weather, but also gets used to a rivalry, if you can call it that, against MSU. How long did it take you to understand the rivalry between these two schools?
I would say it took a couple of games, you know, to actually play in a rivalry and, you know, take a loss and also get a win. You realize how big it is, you know, around here in Ann Arbor and, you know, to all the fans, Wolverine fans and Michigan State fans across the country.
Does it help to know that it's reinforced on the football field and in the hockey rink and things like that when you're talking to other athletes in the Michigan family?
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's definitely a big deal. You know, everybody feels the same way about Michigan State, you know, no matter the sport. And, you know, we just want to beat them every time we play them. Doesn't matter what sport it is. And when you beat them, you know, people don't take it lightly. You know, they're really proud of it.
Darius Morris joining us here on 11:30 a.m. WDFN The Fan. When you beat them earlier this year, okay, and you had 17 in the game, Zach Novak had 19. You beat him at the Breslin Center. It had snapped an 11-game losing streak from Michigan in East Lansing. Was that the turning point for this basketball team this year, do you think? I mean, you guys were struggling at the time.
Yeah, I think so. You know, snapping our losing streak and getting a huge win over on the road, I think it really showed that we were capable of, you know, turning this thing around and I think it was definitely the springboard to our season, you know, for our confidence. And also, you know, we just started to win after that. And I think we learned how to win in that Michigan State game, and it carried over to other games.
Can you put into words how big the game is Saturday for your club?
This is huge, you know, not only because it's a rivalry, but, you know, every Big Ten game is really huge, and you know, for them to be the last one, you know, you wouldn't want it any other way. You know, the game is really big, but I think everybody's up for the challenge, and you know, we can't wait to embrace it on Saturday. But this game is really huge.
Did you watch them play Iowa? I mean, I know you watch a lot of film of your opponents, and you and the coaching staff go over it on a consistent basis. But when you're not at Chrysler, you're not in the locker room, you're not watching film, are you watching other college basketball games and players, and did you watch last night against Iowa?
Yeah, actually, you know, last night I caught a lot of college basketball, actually, you know, went and ate at Pizza House and caught some of the Michigan State-Iowa games. You know, they played well, you know, got a good win over a good Iowa team, but, you know, I watched a lot of other college basketball games as well, you know, caught Utah State, caught Louisville for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you always want to watch other college basketball teams and see if you can learn something from the other players and see how other people are coaching.
And of course, BYU, third in the country, and won't be there anymore, but they get blown out by New Mexico. The dismissal of Brandon Davies has caused an awful lot of speculation, a lot of people talking about it and things of that nature. How detrimental would it be for you to lose a player at this stage of the season when you're so close, in BYU's case, to getting a number one seed, but in Michigan's case, you know, getting so close to even making the NCAA tournament? Can you relate to what the Cougars are trying to deal with in that situation?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely throws off the team chemistry, you know, even if it's the person that leads you in scoring or somebody that, you know, is fifth or sixth or seventh, because always, you know, people's impact on the game doesn't really reflect through their stats. So it can definitely throw off the team chemistry. You know, you might have that person that's the energizer, a person that's a team motivator, and if you lose that person at this point in the season, kind of throws everything off. And, you know, your teammates are used to certain things this time of the season, so without having that person there, it's just really tough.
What does Michigan need to do to get into the NCAA tournament, or do you even worry about it right now?
No, I'm not worried about it. I'm just worried about Saturday. And I think that if we just keep you know, splitting the game up, splitting the season up and just to each game. You know, I'm approaching every game like it's a huge game, like we have been doing all season, no matter, you know, if it was Concordia, Bryant, you know, Purdue. We just keep approaching every game like we have been, and don't get ahead of ourselves. I think we'll be fine, and just keep winning possessions in each of those games. I think we'll be all right.
Share with our audience the story that you have with somebody who unfortunately passed earlier this year during the season, who was so close to you in high school, and now you've, for all intents and purposes, you've dedicated the rest of the season to him, a close friend of yours. Who's provided was more of an inspiration than anything else.
Oh yeah, it was my friend Danton. You know, definitely, you know, my best friend passed away, but you know, he inspired me in a lot of different ways. You know, just his character. You know, he couldn't play basketball, but he always wanted, you know, to be a part of it, and was my biggest fan. And he really pushed me, because when things didn't go right or things didn't go my way, you know, I always remembered, you know, him and his situation, and was just thankful that, you know, I had another chance to go out there and play basketball again, or, you know, another chance to go out there and compete with my teammates, because, you know, a lot of people around the world would love to have that opportunity, and, you know, I got to experience a person firsthand that, you know, that really loved the game but really couldn't play it, and, you know, that really touched me. And also, you know, he was just so humble, and he was strong, you know, in his character, because, you know, a lot of things wasn't going his way, but he always found a bright spot, and that kind of helped me dealing with adversity. And I'm glad that, you know, other people are able to hear his story, so hopefully they'll be touched like I was touched.
No one has improved their scoring more in the Big Ten this year, from last year to this year, than Darius Morris. He's joined us here on 11:30 a.m. WDFN The Fan. Growing up in L.A., where did you envision yourself going to college?
You know, I never really had a set college that I really wanted to go to. Like, I never really saw myself in a UCLA jersey growing up as a kid, or right, a USC jersey. I just really wanted the opportunity to be able to play a high D1 basketball, and when the recruiting process started, you know, I was pretty much open to all schools, as long as, you know, it fit my criteria and my requirements, you know, that I was looking for in a school and for a program. And after the process was over, you know, I envisioned myself playing at Michigan.
Who's the best player you've ever played against and played with?
Best player I played against, I would say, it had to be Kobe Bryant. And I played against him at a Kobe Bryant camp. Got to play a couple possessions with him. He's just an awesome player all around. And the best player I played with, I would have to say, John Wall's up there, definitely one of the best players I played with him in high school on our travel team, and it was a good experience. But I've had a lot of teammates that are, you know, playing NBA right now, so I think they're all pretty good. Brandon Jennings, DeMar DeRozan, James Harden.
Yeah, those are all good players. Tim Hardaway's not bad. Many people feel like you and he will be playing in the NBA as well. There's a friend of ours, Tim McCormick, who used to play at Michigan, who thinks that in order for teams to make long runs in the NCAA tournament, you need at least a couple of pros, and you need a very steady point guard. Would you concur with those sentiments, and do you think Michigan has that?
I don't know about all that. And, you know, Tim and I, I bet it's both of our dreams, you know, to play in the NBA. But, we don't know if we're good enough to do that. But I definitely think that a good team does, to make an NCAA run, needs a solid point guard. You know, I don't think necessarily a pro point guard, but definitely a solid point guard, and then also solid players, you know, around that, and to be able to make that run. I think, you know, if a team is just playing winning basketball and has the right attitude, you know, I think the rest takes care of itself, and you know, that definitely makes up for any talent that you don't have. You know, as long as you guys play together as a team and you guys are making winning plays.
Darius Morris, good luck on Saturday. Stay healthy the rest of the year. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
All right, that's Darius Morris, 17 points, 8 assists in the first game against Michigan State. He and the Wolverines welcome in the Spartans to Chrysler Arena on Saturday. More on the other side of this.